don't know about all of you, but this old girl is ready to settle back into a routine. Don't get me wrong, Thanksgiving and Christmas were fabulous, but my brain and calendar need a rest. I can hardly believe that we're beginning a new year. So today, let's talk about what God has planned for us in 2026. This topic may raise anxiety in you or excitement in you, but let's do this. Let's anticipate the goodness of God and what He has for us. We often say His plans are perfect. Do we truly believe that? Are we sold out to God's plans for us? In order to be sold out to Him alone, we must stop believing the lies all around us. In the book Everyday Gospel by Paul David Tripp, there's a quote that says, "The best defense against the lies that are all around us is to be firmly built up in the truth." So what is the truth? We often these days hear in conversations, you don't know what to believe or who to believe these days. And that's true. But what is the truth? God's word is the truth. We must go to God's word for all the answers to situations, relationships, circumstances. I could just keep naming things. Even the events we fill our calendar with. If our schedule is too full for time in God's word, then we are headed down a spiral of destruction. We will crash and burn. And because our relationship with Jesus, the communication between Him and us will suffer. When we spend more time on our devices than in God's word, we will find ourselves being drawn to the lies all around us. I know, we are all guilty of this at some point, but we're beginning a new year, and our gracious, loving, giving God hands out second chances every single day with His mercy. Don't be drawn in to the billions of voices that influence the world daily. It's a very dangerous place to be. Tripp also asks in this particular book, who has your ear? Who shapes your sense of identity? Who interprets life for you? Who defines and explains what is true to you? Who is your final authority? These are great questions to ask ourselves, not just once a year, but on a regular basis. The book of Jude speaks about threats to the truth with practical wisdom, and we all need to remember. In Jude verses 17 through 25, it says, "You must remember, beloved, the predictions of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. They said to you, 'In the last time there will be scoffers following their own ungodly passions. It is these who cause divisions, worldly people devoid of the Spirit. But you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most high or most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. And have mercy on those who doubt. Save others by snatching them out of the fire. To others, show mercy with fear, hating even the garment stained by the flesh. Now to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of His glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen." So according to the truth that we just read, how do we defend ourselves against lies and distortions of the truth? We take the Bible's warnings seriously. We build ourselves up in the truth. We pray for discernment. We look toward eternity. We admit that only the Lord can help and keep you from stumbling. Live for His glory, not our own. In Ephesians 6:20, it helps us prepare to face the lies of this world. So let's read that. Ephesians 6:10 through 20. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. So 2026, here we come. We're suited up. We will not be deceived by the lies of this world. We will be aware and ready, and we will stand for the truth that God so graciously gave us. Have a great week and a blessed new year.